Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
There's nowhere like the presence of God. It's where you come and nothing else matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nowhere like the presence of God. Our God is gracious. We started a series last week, Pursuing Personal Development. Amen. And today, our topic for today says, how to build capacity. How to build capacity. I hope you know that the Lord God is here. God is here. God is here. Amen. I don't want you to be distracted, because every time we have to listen or share the word of God, there is always that one instruction for you. There is always that one thing that just comes in your heart and is as though, this one is for me. Praise God. A message can be going on and you'll be hearing an instruction for your marriage. You'll be hearing an instruction for your career, for your child, just from listening to a message. Amen. So it's not time to be busy with your phone. It's not time to be on social media. It's time to pay attention, focus, and hear. Listen, what is the Lord telling me at this time? And if it comes to you, write it down so you don't forget. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so the topic for today is how to build capacity. How to build capacity. How to build capacity. So I took the time to check out what is capacity. What is capacity? And then I saw that the dictionary defined it as the maximum amount that something can contain. The maximum thing or the maximum quantity that something can contain. As I was just thinking about that definition, I got that's how the Holy Spirit talks to me. I just got kind of an illustration. And he said to me that a glass cup does not get filled up by the first drop of water that gets in the cup. Is that true? If there's a cup of water and you want to pour water, you want to fill it up, is it immediately you turn your hand, it gets filled up? Drop, you keep pouring until it gets to the brim, right? If you keep pouring, what happens? It overflows. Amen. So our lives are literally that way. The Lord expects us to keep pouring, keep building, keep adding, keep increasing until your cup runs over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, but today we are talking about actually getting to that point where we are at capacity, where you are in the fullness, maximizing every potential the Lord has placed inside of you, and you are expressing it in its fullness, affecting lives. Hallelujah. I hope we know we are all in the ministry, right? Because I've learned that ministry is what we do for God that affects other people. So whatever you are doing, that you are doing in the name of the Lord, that is helping people, that is ministry. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter if it is in your classroom. It doesn't matter if it is in your shop. It doesn't matter if it is in your studio. Wherever it is, it doesn't matter if it's in the field. That thing you are doing for the Lord that is benefiting mankind, that is ministry. So you had better see that way. And when you begin to see it in that light, you begin to think, so how do I maximize this thing? How can I build capacity? Praise the Lord. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. John 15, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Hallelujah. And I tried to illustrate in the first service that a palm tree, when it's growing, you start cutting off the palm fronds, right? To give it room to grow more. Is that true? So the more you are pruning it, the more you are giving it room to grow and to bear fruit. So even when it's all grown, you still see tappers, they go up and they cut, they prune it. So that is what the Lord does to us too. As you are bearing fruit already, expect some prunings. Expect the Lord to prune you, because that will give you room to increase, to contain more, to be more productive. And I encourage you to not run away from pruning of the Lord. Do not run away from that time when it's painful. Don't run away from the time the Lord is trying to prune you. Why? You will come out better. If gold were to run away at a time that when it needs to be refined with fire, would it be gold? It wouldn't. But if it can bear the pain of the furnace, the pain of the fire, it will come out refined. So do not run away from the pruning of the Lord. It may seem painful. It may seem like it's taking long. It's taking time. How long do I have to wait, Lord? How long would this take? How long would this phase of life take? How long do I have to wait? But you're coming out refreshed. You're coming out refined, glittering. You are coming out larger. Your heart able to be more patient. You are able to not be shaken. Hallelujah. How do we build capacity? Number one is we build capacity by spending time in the Word of God. Amen. I've said it last week that the Word of the Lord is the center of our lives. If you're going to increase in capacity, you're going to increase. You will have to have a lot of words. You know, sometime last year, the Lord gave me scripture for my business. Like, I just saw it and I just said, okay, this one is for my business. So when I pray about my business, I said, Lord, you told me that you are the one that will teach me to profit. And you said you will tell me the way to go and I'll go in it. That means in that way, I will find profit. I will find what to do to gain profit in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. In the Word of God. So increase in knowledge produces more output. The more you increase in knowledge, the more you increase in knowledge, the more the results, the more output. Praise the Lord. If you don't know how to do something very well, well, let me give this illustration. If somebody said, write on the topic, which topic would we use now? Write on love. Say, write on love. And I don't know how to write. And Miss B knows how to write. If I write that thing, you know, Miss B knows how to write by what? Learn. Right? Knowledge already acquired. Now, I don't have any knowledge on writing, but I know love. So I just start writing what I know about love. When you read what I wrote, and when you read a poet who wrote about love, which one will make more impact? Right? If it's just that I'm using love for an example, maybe I should use something more complicated. If I'm going to teach video editing, for instance, because you know I said love, so you may say the person just write jaga jaga from the depth of their heart and be like, oh, my child said, I love you, mama, and it just means the world to you, right? So, but let me use something like video editing. So if you're going to write about video editing, now I don't know much about it. So if I just write a few lines, video editing is you just move the highlight, increase the highlight in this way, maximize this one, and I say full stop. And somebody gives a detailed way you can edit a video. Which one will impact you? The person that gave the detail, how is he able to give you that detail? He studied it. He knows it. He read it. Hallelujah. So you can just simply say you can't give what you don't have. So the more you take in knowledge, the more you can give out. Praise God. That's what we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Last week we read it. So we can read it again today. Colossians chapter 1, Verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Go ahead. Being strengthened. All these things are from growing in the knowledge of God. You are strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Say, by the word. We grow in endurance. We grow in patience. And we give joyful thanks to the Father. By the word. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. The increase, the more you take in the word, the more knowledge of the word of God you have, the more you can have rest in adversity. The more you can be joyful, even when you don't have any reason to be joyful. You just know. There's just this knowing that there is God. And it's full of possibilities. So you are resting in him. Why? You've come to understand by the word that God is able to do, that God is for you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So there is this understanding that I cannot be shaken because my Father is with me. Amen. There is so much going on in the world. If you see someone who is depressed, you are not surprised. There is so much reason to not be happy. A lot of things come against us from the world. Just eking, taking away joy, sapping strength from you. But when you have that time, when you spend the time eating from the word, you can tolerate better. You are increased to contain better. So when a bus driver tells you, "Ogaina banye, banye da banye, get out of here," you understand. Do you understand? You understand because, and you're not even bothered. You are at rest. Praise God. So I want us to understand again that multiplication comes with sufficient knowledge. The more we know, the more we multiply. If you have a particular amount of money and you don't know what to do with it, for instance, somebody gives you 10 million and you had never thought about any business to do with it, or you don't know about investment, you wouldn't know how to increase that money, right? So it just remains in your hands. If you don't know anything about investment, you don't know anything about a business, you can't grow it. So you multiply the things you have through knowledge. So spend time in the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'll read verse 2 from verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1. Okay, verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Go ahead. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through knowledge. Through this, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Let's read from 5 together. Let's go. Make every effort, goodness, knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did we see that? Did we see that in the scriptures? The Lord expects us to keep adding to your goodness, add patience, add virtue, add godliness, keep growing, increase in capacity. Yes, you know this about me. What more can you know? Take it a step further. Increase in knowledge. Hallelujah. You know that God is a provider. You know that God can heal. Do you also know that God can heal through you? Do you see that? You come to a point where I don't just know that God is able to heal me, but I also know that He lives inside of me, and through me, He can heal another person. I know that God can encourage me, God can comfort me, but I also know that He has given me the ability to comfort another. Praise the Lord. Now it's no longer about you. There is an increase. Amen. Add. Keep adding to it. Add to it. Grow. Increase. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? The more you increase in capacity, the more you become more efficient. The more you become excellent in things you do. Amen. The second point is spend time in the secret place. Spend time in the secret place. Spend time in the secret place. Amen. We are, you know, many people underestimate what we achieve when we spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. A lot of things can be drawn down just spending time communing with God in the place of prayers. Praise God. So I want us to get in our minds again. How long do we spend in prayer? We're talking about how to build capacity, right? If you desire to pray for 3 hours, you've got to start from 30 minutes. You've got to start from 1 hour. And then you can increase. Oh, I used to pray for 10 minutes and I'll sleep off. Hallelujah. Today I can pray for 30 minutes. Ah, hallelujah. I've increased. I'm now getting to 1 hour. Oh, hallelujah. I can pray. I've been praying for the past 1 month for 1 hour daily. I'm now yearning to, at least by the end of the year, to pray for 2 hours. Increase in capacity. But how do you get there? You have to be consistent with praying for 30 minutes. You have to be consistent praying for 1 hour. Then your body will have adjusted. Then you can stretch. Maybe one day you just open your eyes and be like, what? I've been praying for 3 hours. It didn't even feel like it. Praise the Lord. You have to build it. You don't see someone that had that man of God pray for 5 hours and like, tomorrow I'll pray for 5 hours. Lie. You hardly do that. You find it very difficult. At a point, you'll not be looking at time. At this 30 minutes since, this time is so slow. Praise God. It will feel like you have been praying forever, but it's just 20 minutes. But when you are enjoying that time with God, start with 5 minutes. It's fine. We are building, right? You don't build with 10 blocks. You lay one block, then you add another, then you add another. Praise the Lord. Remember, a glass cup does not get filled up with the first drop of water. You keep doing what? Keep pouring, pouring, pouring. Amen. Spend time communing with the Holy Ghost. That is how we build our inner man. There is this confidence we receive when we have spent time with our Father. You just understand that nothing shakes me. Have you ever experienced that? You just, after you have prayed, it just feels like you got bigger. You just feel larger. And you are like, you feel like walking like this. Because somehow you feel it that something, I don't feel small. There's this confidence in your heart. Where is that mountain? I will crush you. That is how you just feel. Praise God. When you have spent time praying, it energizes you. It blows you up like balloon. Amen. You'll be big. You feel big. And what it does is that it drives fear away. It drives fear away. So you know, you understand, I am more than conqueror. You just understand it. Nothing can go wrong. I am in charge. Hallelujah. At least you just feel that way. When the devil wants to do something, who is it? Excuse me. Because there is this charge in you. Do not neglect spending time with the Holy Ghost. Do not neglect it. Start somewhere. Build up to a place where you can't go a day without praying for 2 hours. Build up to a place where you know that, oh, I'm looking for a contract, but I know where the secret is. I know where the answer is. No worry, no problem. They said they don't want to see you. It's fine, no problem. I know what to do. And you do what? You go back home. You go back to your secret place. And you begin to do what? Tackle a matter now. Praise the Lord. So if the Lord says, no, that one is not for you, you say, fine. God, the Lord says it's not for me. But if it's for you, you know what to do now. Now, there's a time I needed help when I relocated to a place. So somebody promised me, said, don't worry, I'll take care of I'll assist you in your rent. I said, I had a place, but I wanted to move. He said, don't worry, I'll assist you. It's my uncle. I said, okay, I now relaxed. He said, so it's going to happen. But then when he said he was going to give me, came and passed. He not even bother. He not do anything. If I call him, okay, don't worry, I remember. Time kept going. Then one day I woke up in the morning, I felt so bad. I said, God, I know that you don't want this man to give me this money. If you wanted him to give it to me, you would have given it to me since. Do you know what I heard in my spirit? Why would I not want him to give you money when I know you need it for your rent? I said, is that so? I said, thank you, Jesus. So I now know where the problem is coming from. I said, okay, I spent that morning praying in the Holy Ghost. I said, that thing that is stopping that money, release it. Hallelujah. Do you know what? By the end of, I did not call him again. That prayer I made that morning, I just left it at that. Went to work. By the end of that day, he sent me the money. Do you know why I'm sharing this with you? Please don't clap. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, why I'm sharing that is to tell you that we've experienced it at one point or the other. So, it's not a miracle. It's something the Lord does for us steady, and he expects us to live at our realm. Hallelujah. So, understand this. That time you spend in the spirit, you will not know, am I going for it or am I leaving it? You don't keep chasing after something you should give up. You have an understanding. And then you don't give up what you'll be chasing after. Do you understand? So when you have an understanding, God said, I have given it to you. You now know that something that is standing in the way is not God. So you have capacity, you have the morale to begin to ginger. Oh yeah, give it up. Vomit it. Praise the Lord. Let go. The Lord has given it to me. It's mine. You lay hold on it. In the where? Secret place. Hallelujah. But if you don't start to build, how would you know if the Lord is even telling you, stand up, or I left the card by the door. Start going to the door. It's for you. How would you hear? How would you know? Move now. Begin to move. God is even pushing you. Let me sleep small. Lord, let me sleep small. Praise the Lord. So we are not sleeping, we are building. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. So start building, all right? If you've been praying 30 minutes, push for 45. Push for 1 hour. Push for 1 hour, 30 minutes. Keep building. How you build is consistently do the one you are doing. Then you have adapted to it. You increase in it. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. David asked the men standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is speaking? Small David. Who is the uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. Hallelujah. Small boy. Giant. So what gave him the courage to talk that way? I hope you know he's not a soldier. He's not in the army. David was not yet in the army. He's just a boy, a shepherd boy. So why did he come and see somebody as, and you know the Bible even explained the height and the weight of Goliath, so we can capture how large, how big, how hefty he was really. But David saw it. It's not like he didn't see him. He saw him and called him what? Uncircumcised Philistine. What gave him the courage? Time spent in the secret place. Praise God. You know that when they heard him talk the way he was talking, they said, okay, they took him to Saul, King Saul. He said, I'm going to fight this person. And King Saul said, looked at him. You are a small boy, and this man, this Goliath, has been fighting all his life. He has been in the military. Where have you ever lifted 2 kg dumbbell? You want to go and fight Goliath? What did he say? He said, sir, I know I'm not in the army, but your servant had spent some time doing some things behind the scene. I have been building capacity. I have been increasing in strength. I have been increasing. I have some experience. I am not a newbie. I may not know how to carry sword, but there's something I know how to carry. There's something I've built up when you were not there, when you were not looking at me. So what would be your response if you were asked that question? How can you stand against this devil? What would you say? Okay, you want this job. What makes you feel qualified for it? What are you going to say? I know I don't look like it, but your servant has spent some nights burning candles, reading up, learning a skill. I fit in for this job. Or, help me now. Praise the Lord. Spend some time behind the scene. I've talked about praying. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, praying down the wisdom of God and knowing what to do. But I'm also saying, reading in addition, reading, learning, increasing in skill, honing that skill that you have. Amen. Okay, you're a journalist. You're a journalist. What are you doing behind the scene to get better? What are you doing when nobody is there to get better? And remember this, nobody was there with David. He's now the one testifying. When a lion came against my sheep, what did I do? I went after it. I got my sheep back. I was minding my business going. The lion came against me. I dropped the sheep and I came back to it and I killed it. He's the one testifying the result of what he has done before. He's sharing his proofs, his result. And that is what now said, okay, I did it to the lion, I did it to the bear. So I said, fine, go ahead. Go and manifest now. Things you have done behind the scene, go and show it forth. And I said at the first service, the stage is where you come for rehearsals. The stage is not where you come for rehearsals. It is not, I know how to act. I can act. They said, okay, action. And he starts scratching all over. Where should I stand? Okay. If you had spent time behind the scene, practicing, doing what needs to get done, when you hear action, you get into action. And you showcase what you have been building inside. Build capacity. You do not wake up and you are all built up. When we say evangelize, it's from talking to your friend. You can, okay, this is working. You speak to another stranger. You can speak to 2 persons. Praise God. Things you do, learning behind the scene. Things you do, learning behind the scene. Read. Hone your skill. Get information. Study. Amen. That is in addition to praying, spending time praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you with me? When you believe, when you can trust the Lord for a headache, if you have faith, I know you have tried your faith in receiving healing for a headache. You can stretch it more when it's malaria. You can stretch it forth when it's any other thing, right? But when you've never tried to utilize your faith, like everything, you are seeking for help every other place but God. So when something that seems heavier comes, you are in serious catastrophe. Amen. Please, as much as possible, find books, good books that affect the area of life you are going. Remember, we are building to become David. You have to be influential. So in that your niche, that your field of life, you have to be influential there. When it's okay, accountants gather here, you can be exceptional. There is something you can offer uniquely. When they say, okay, teachers, come this side. When you open your mouth to talk, say, this is a teacher with a difference. Amen. You know, trees, before they start bearing fruits, they first grow roots where? Downwards. So we grow roots downwards. And that's what we are even doing this year. We're growing roots downwards. Then we can begin to produce fruit. Hallelujah. Number three, be part of quality associations. Quality associations. That is a way to increase in capacity. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. I may not read the entire thing, but let's get there. 2 Kings chapter 4. Thank you. David asked the men standing near him. Is that it? Sorry. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Did you hear what he said? Let's stay at one first. He said, "Your servant, my husband." Did you see familiarity there? You know him, right? Your servant. And you know what? He feared the Lord. We're in the same fellowship now. You know how we used to pray together. That your servant that used to serve, that used to follow you to evangelism, is my husband and now he's dead. Association. Praise the Lord. And what did Elisha say? He said, "What do you want? What do you want me to do?" Verse 2. Go to verse 2, please. "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" Right? It's no longer, okay, remind me who you are. I remember already. I know who you are. There's no time to waste trying to get familiar. I already know who you are. "What do you have in your house?" He said, "A jar of oil." He said, "Fine. Get many more jars. Many more jars. Get more. Get plenty. Don't get small. Go out, get jars. Empty jars." Emphasis on empty jars. Praise the Lord. And he says, "When you do, get behind the door." Behind where? Lock it. Begin to do what? Pour. 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 Praise the Lord. Begin to pour. Increase the jars. Increase. When it's full, keep it on the side. I'm done with this. Okay. I'm stretching for more. Pour. Praise the Lord. He said, "When you are done filling, do what? Go and sell it. Pay your debts. Do what? You and your sons live on the rest." Association. I like to say that, you know, Mr. Ndoka will always say that if you really need something, if you really need a contact here, that you will get it. He's always saying it. Right? Why is he nodding? Praise God. But it is true. The Lord placed us in families. The Lord placed you here. You're not here accidentally. Praise the Lord. He doesn't want us to stay in an island, to stay on our own. He placed us so that we can be shoulders that each other can lie on. You may be the one that will give another person the contract that will change our life here in this church. Praise the Lord. Why sell quality associations is this? If you don't know you can handle something, a brother can tell you, why not get more beds? You know, give you one advice that will increase what you're already doing. Or give you a contract that will stretch you to increase what you are doing. Praise God. If you're running a poultry and you produce, say 20 crates, for instance, per week, you are producing with the capacity you have, with what you have at hand. But if somebody says, I want you to be supplying our hotel 1,000 eggs per week, would you say, I can't do it? I'm asking you, will you say, sir, no, we only produce 20 eggs? It will get you thinking. Okay, sir. You first of all say, okay, sir. Then you run back home and start thinking, how do I increase so that I'll be able to produce? Maybe for starters, you can't get eggs from other people. But then you start thinking, that means it's possible to get this kind of contract. What am I going to do about it? I have to enlarge my coast. A brother has opened your eyes to something. You may have been afraid. Let me just stay this corner, be managing myself. And somebody tells you, how long do you want to be there? Increase. And then suddenly it's a possibility for you. Remember last week, think it. And then you begin to think it. This is possible. So how can I do this? Praise God. The fourth one is practice excellent delivery. We are discussing how to increase capacity, how to develop, how to build it, how to build capacity. Excellent delivery. That's number four. Practice excellent delivery. Amen. Don't do things carefully or without care because maybe nobody's looking at you or maybe because you're not paid to do it. Amen. Many persons have been set on the trajectory of moving up in life because of things they did for free. Excellent service did for free. What is worth doing is worth doing. So no matter if it is free, you know, there are people that I've seen a lady, she's a hairdresser. When she's making your hair and you're not cooperating with her, she's uncomfortable. She will tell you, if this hair turns out bad, don't say I'm the one that did it. Don't say I did your hair. Don't tell anybody I did your hair. I don't want to be known for bad news. Even if she's doing it for you for free. Stay well. Let me package the hair well. So another person will see the hair and say, where did you do this hair? You now say, it's this person. Right? But when it's bad, don't call my name. I did not do the hair. Praise God. Practice excellent delivery. Whatever you are doing, no matter how little it is, seek to do it excellently. I'll read a scripture, Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 5. The Lord himself loves excellence. Amen. Do you remember how God chose Levites in the Old Testament? Do you remember? Down to how their nose is. Down to them not having a single spot on their body. That's excellent. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, he has a standard. Don't say, I broke my leg. Thank you. No problem. Be serving the Lord here. The Lord expects excellence from us. So don't say, I'm just managing here until the Lord does this one. So what are you doing? That one you are managing. Do it. Manage it excellently. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 31. Then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, a man. Just follow me. He said, I have chosen this person. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Remember, this is Old Testament. where the Spirit of God comes upon people. But the Lord said, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold. Not just gold. He will also know how to work silver and bronze. Go ahead. To cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craft. The Lord building somebody. This is what is like saying, I'm not just going to make you good at this. You are going to be good at building with stones, but you're also going to be good at building with silver, building bronze, building gold. One man filled with the Spirit of God, full of wisdom. He's a craftsman, right? So you can say, what is he doing filled with the Holy Spirit? Is he a minister? Is he a pastor? Is he a prophet? You can say, what is he doing being filled with wisdom and knowledge? He's just a craftsman. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you are doing. You need to be filled. You will be more fruitful. You will be more efficient when you are filled with the Spirit of God, with all wisdom, with knowledge. Can we begin to desire it in our heart? Lord, I want to be this way. Yes, you have called me to be a poet. But I want to be a poet filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be a nurse filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be a doctor filled with the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Even as a volunteer in church, Lord, I want to be an usher with a difference. Lord, I want to be a chorister that is filled with the Holy Ghost. I sing and the dead comes back to life. Praise the Lord. Desire it. Desire it. Don't say, well, we're just volunteer. Yes, so I'm in a unit in church. I used to go very early. Desire to be that volunteer with a spirit of excellence. Whatever you do, seek to deliver excellence. Don't say, the government, they just pay us 20,000 naira a month. So you just come to class anytime you want. Well, Tuesday, you want to come to school, come to school. You don't want to come to school. The Lord bless you. Deliver it with excellence. Deliver it with excellence. Why? You are a child of God. You just have to do it right. Why? Your account is not to the government or your employer. Your account is to the Lord. So deliver it with excellence. It's not because you're not getting paid or because they are owing you. If you are going to be there, deliver excellence. Somebody will not give you a job and you do it anyhow and say, understand now, understand. No, I'm not going to understand. Deliver excellence. Praise the Lord. That is what the Lord is asking from you and I. Whatever you're going to do, deliver excellence. Whatever you are doing, even if it is one small kiosk that you are selling in, deliver excellence. Don't give somebody half cup in the name of full cup or use the base of a cup and measure. It is against the scriptures. Deliver excellence. You know this yam is no longer good. Why will you sell it to somebody? And they'll go home and say, this woman is very wicked. I'll not go and buy from her again. You make a mess of the name of the Lord. And you're not going to increase in capacity. Because when you're delivering excellence, people come back to you. Even when your price increases, they stay there. If you're going to desire to increase the capacity of your school, you had better be delivering excellence. So when you say, this place is no longer containing us, I'm increasing. You know, people will still flood the school. Why? You have been delivering excellence from even when it's one person. Praise the Lord. The last point is, do not neglect small beginnings. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew chapter 5. Don't neglect humble beginnings. That's what the Lord tells us. That's what the Spirit of the Lord tells us. Don't say, I want to start from up. Amen. It's a blessing starting small. I said it before. You gain a lot of things. You learn a lot of things in the process of growing up. Hallelujah. Have you seen adults that play like children? Have you seen it before? What do you hear people say? It's like he did not play very well when he was a child, right? People say it. It may not be true. It may not be true, but that's the general notion. This one, you are playing like this. It's like when you were small, you did not play. There are things you learn growing up. Hallelujah. Okay, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold. To another, 2 bags. And to another, 1 bag. Each according to what? Each according to what? This ability. Then he went on his journey. Hallelujah. Each according to his ability. So I ask you, what is your ability? With what you know now, what is your ability? I can say, what are you, how much are you trusting the Lord? How much are you relying on the Lord? How are you shaking when things happen? If there's an emergency, how do you react? Amen. How joyful are you when things are not going smooth? What is your ability? The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once, immediately, and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. The one that got 2 did the same, got 2 more bags. The one that got 1 now did what? He dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money there. Did he throw it away? Did he throw it away? No, he kept it safe. Very well. After a long time, the master of those servants returned to do what? Settle accounts. The master is returning, you know. He's returning to settle accounts. I gave you 5 talents. What did you do with it? I gave you 2 talents. What did you do with it? The 1 talent you have, and it's only 1. Then what did you do with it? What did you do with it? The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. Here is 5 more. I've gained more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The person he gave to also came. Master, you gave me 2 bags. I gained 2 more bags. Here it is. He said what? Well done, good and faithful. It didn't matter that he did not get 3. I gave you 2. You had 2. You increased. You grew. Hallelujah. You grew. That is all that matters. It didn't matter you didn't get to 10. Is that there is an increase. That is my interest. There is an increase. The one that he said also, good and faithful servant, I'll place you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the one who had 1 bag of gold came and said, Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. The 1 bag they gave him, is it on a seed? Eh? It's seeds. Okay. Because he said that the man is gathering where he did not sow. But he sowed in him. The master sowed in him. Yes, it's 1 bag. But he sowed. So how will he? It's an accusation now. You are reaping where you did not sow. No, I sowed in you, my son. I sowed in you, my servant. What did you do with the one I sowed in you? You were busy looking at the person that knows how to sing, that knows how to dance, that knows how to do this, and you that knows how to write. What are you doing? What did you do with writing? I did sow, but what did you do? You left it there. You left it there. He hid the gold on the ground. He said, see what belongs to you. You gave me the ability to preach. Take it back. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servants. lazy. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, you should have put my money in the bank. You should have deposited it with the banker so that when I return, I will have at least received it back with interest. God is interested with interest. He's interested in your increase. It doesn't matter if it's one person you are influencing. It doesn't matter if it's one person you are impacting. The Lord is interested in that one person you are impacting. The Lord is interested in that one person you are increasing. You are pouring something in. Don't tell me all you do is clean. Don't tell me all you do is wash. You are handling a car wash. So, that's a ministry. Are you not meeting people? Are you not serving people? Why will you, when you don't wash a car well and you collect the full money paid, is that a lot's work? It doesn't matter what you are doing. The important thing is that you are delivering. You understand. This is the master's job I'm doing. See, it doesn't matter if you're passionate about it. It doesn't matter if what you are doing is what you have passion for. That is what you are doing at the moment. You know, you see people that say, I want to do business, but I don't have money yet. So let me go and start teaching. And they'll be paying me. I don't have passion for teaching. But let them be paying me for I'll be saving money to do business. Then you will get there and forget that those kids, their parents paid their fees to learn from you. So you waste their years of learning because you're saving money for something else. Right? And you deprive them of the basic knowledge they should get from you. Because you don't care. You say it anyway, you deliver it anyway, and you go ahead. Praise the Lord. That which the Lord has put in your hands, do not neglect it. Your humble beginning. Yes, you started a business. When I was in the university, my parents were not really so good. They don't have a lot of money. So I knew I needed to do something extra. So I went to one pastor of my fellowship and I said, sir, I need to start a business. He asked me, how much do you need? I said, 5,000. This was in 2000 and I was in second year or third year then. He gave me 5,000. Do you know what I used it for? I stayed in a twin hostel. I bought bags of water. I bought carton of biscuit. I bought carton of Indomie, recharge card. Carton of biscuit with 5,000. There, no. Yes, now, one bag of water was 90 naira. It's not now that it's 200, I'll be 250. Praise the Lord. I got like 30 bags. It's 30. No, I got less than 30 bags. I think I got 20 or so. But I just portioned it very well. Bought a few carton of this, carton of that. And I began to sell. I was saving the money. He didn't dash me the money. He gave it to me to return. The day I packaged his 5,000, put it in an envelope and went back to him. I said, sir, I just came to return back the 5,000. Thank you so much. He could not believe it. He thought he just dashed money to a student. I know these students. If he brings it back, fine. If I don't, fine. But in his mind, he had already let it go. So I brought it back to him. I said, sir, do you still have what you are selling? I said, yes, I have bags of water. I have carton of, I've restocked. So this is, I've doubled the money. Humble beginning. 5,000. Somebody else can say, what will I do with 5,000? I mean, let's go and eat latte ice cream and sleep and rest. That's 5,000 I doubled. He gave him back and he said, kneel down. You know how a man of God will feel like dead anointed. That's how he felt like, you know, it felt like I came to sow a seed to him. But it is money I returned. But the thing is that in his heart, he had let it go. So the man said, kneel down. I said, I knelt down. He began to pray. You will touch pounds. You will touch dollars. I am telling you the truth. I was saying amen. He blessed me from the bottom of his heart. Humble beginning. when you are giving small something, be faithful with it. Deliver in that small thing in your hands. Amen. That thing he prayed for me, it's not just words. I believe it. Amen. Because he prayed from his heart. Like he believes that this will happen for me. So please, whatever the Lord has put in your hands, no matter how little, don't say it's just one shop. I want Plaza. Just start there. Multiply it. Increase it. Praise the Lord. I'll leave you with this. If you are going to go on a vacation and you have to leave your company with someone for, say, 2 weeks or a month, who would you rather leave it for? That servant of yours or that staff of yours who has proven over the years to be faithful, who doesn't need supervision, who has learned over the years and can now guide other people to do the right thing, you know? The person has learned to be efficient. You know you can depend on this person because he has learned with you in that company. Or your beloved son, who you love so much, who has never shown a single interest in that company, who knows next to nothing about what you do. Who will you leave your company for? Think about it. I like that we're having a meeting. Because one mind will tell you, leave it to your son. Liar. I like that too. Because you know by the time you get back, you may meet no company. If you leave it to your beloved son, who has no interest in the business, I don't know why you give it to your son. He will probably sell the company and start doing DJ work if his DJ wants to do. Buy DJ equipment and be doing his hair, and be moving up and down. Praise the Lord. But you know, when you give it to that person who has grown in the business, the person has a heart for that business. He has a heart for that company. So you're likely going to come back and meet even a more grown business. Praise the Lord. So I want you to think about it. The Lord has given us so much. What are we going to do with it? Decide today to build capacity, to increase in capacity. You started with one carton. Decide, I'm going to, remember what we read. That servant, you make all effort. Not that servant, what we read in the first, second Peter. He said, make every effort to add to your virtue and godliness. Every effort. Whatever is going to take you, make every effort. Praise the Lord. Make every effort. Amen. So choose today to increase in capacity and be consistent in the things the Lord has put in your care. Bow your heads and pray. Ask the Lord. I ask in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Hashkabala Bradosa. Ask the Lord to help you to increase in the things He has put in your care. To increase in the things He has put in your care. It doesn't matter if it's zobo you are making. You are making that zobo with excellence. Increasing in it. With time, you can begin to supply all the banks around you with that same zobo. It does not matter what it is you are doing. But you have to spend time building. So ask the Lord for the grace to build. Ask the Lord for the grace to build. Oh, shakabra de kavalem brotoshka baba de gas kavalada bada. Iraba shakabra doze kevalenta lembranoshka babata. Rabashka baba de kasongolontolom brodosh. He arabate shakabara toko veledesh. Irababate shakabra doze enkalabanesh. Ribabata kabra doko panena mashata la bradash. Oh, we depend on you, Spirit of the Living God. We want to live an excellent life. Radagata la bradosha kababate inaskavalada. Lingranose ekala. We want to spend time in the Word of God. We want to spend time in the secret place behind the scenes building up. Lord, we want to deliver excellence. We do not want to neglect humble beginnings. Give us the grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Shagabra doze enkatalabra nehashkatalabayada. The Spirit of God just reminded me something He said to me when I was praying for this service. That place you go and you know you have to hide to go there. That place you lie to go. I'm speaking to someone, I don't know who it is. But that place you are lying to go to, or the place you are hiding, you need to hide to get there, to go there. Stop going there. The Lord said you should be careful. He said you should be careful. Be careful. Be careful. So you do not get trapped. Be careful so you do not get trapped. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the grace to do these things you have called us to do. Thank you, Lord, for indeed we are increasing. We are able to contain more because you are the one working in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We cooperate with you, Lord. We cooperate with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.